With the afternoon news headlines for KGNU, I'm Maeve Conran. Speaking earlier today, Governor Jared Polis said that people should continue to practice social distancing and to wear face masks to ensure that the state doesn't see a large spike in COVID-19 cases. Polis encouraged people to minimise contact with other people and to avoid large gatherings during the upcoming July 4th holiday.
We don't want our 4th of July holiday in Colorado to be what Memorial Day weekend was in Arizona and Florida and lead to a renewed round of 20 times the level of virus where you get to the point where it could be overwhelming our healthcare facilities.
There have been some outbreaks of COVID-19 around the state, including in Boulder. Governor Polis said public health officials are closely monitoring those locations.
Now we are starting to see, you know, new outbreaks in different parts of the state, in the San Luis Valley, El Paso County, Boulder County, San Miguel County. We're also watching Eagle County very closely. We are closely monitoring these local spikes because any one of these outbreaks could lead to a community-wide outbreak. But they also serve as a reminder to the public that all of our gains could be reversed very quickly if we're not careful and wear masks and stay 6 feet apart from others where we can.
Denver Mayor Michael Hancock said today that the rate of COVID-19 infections in the city is stabilizing and staying low at 3%. He also said that hospitalizations are trending downward. Speaking at a press conference this morning, the mayor said that the city is continuing to focus on testing and contact tracing. He said on average, the city is conducting more than 1,100 tests a day. The Pepsi Center in Denver hosts the largest COVID-19 testing site. People can get tested at the drive-up facility for free. After this morning's COVID-19 press conference, Denver homeless rights advocates had an impromptu meeting with the mayor after they unsuccessfully tried to get access to the press briefing. The Denverite reports that the activists with the group Denver Homeless Out Loud, along with members of the Party for Socialism and Liberation, pressed city leaders for a meeting that was also attended by City Council members Candice DeBacca, Stacey Gilmore, Amanda Sandoval and Jamie Torres. This morning's action follows Monday night's Denver City Council meeting when activists took over the first 2 hours to express their concerns about police brutality and to call for defunding the police department. Today, the protesters were raising concerns about the ongoing sweeps of homeless camps in the city. According to a statement from Denver Homeless Out Loud, the city, under the Department of Public Health and Environment, had planned a sweep and closure of an encampment along 13th and 14th and Clarkson today. They say about 100 people without housing live at the encampment. Trustees for Erie have extended the town's moratorium on new oil and gas drilling. The Daily Camera reports that the trustees voted 6-1 on Tuesday to extend the moratorium for another 6 months to provide more time for town staff to be able to bring regulations to the board in October. The current moratorium was set to expire at the end of July. Several Front Range communities have moratoriums on new drilling as the state formulates new regulations for the industry in the wake of legislation that was passed in 2019. You can find more of our local news coverage online at news.kgnu.org. And you can subscribe to a podcast of the morning magazine featuring local headlines, stories and interviews. Just search for KGNU wherever you get your podcasts.